The informal debate between conservative Karen Bisso and Democrat Tim Carpenter and Malone followed a basic format but allowed questions from those who attended the forum. A number of issues were covered, and there was often congenial discussion between the two. A recurring theme was displeasure with Albany, as shown in their response to the state-mandated tax cap. Democrat Tim Carpenter works for the Corrections Department and is a Plattsburgh City Councilor.
The state, in its infinite wisdom, decided that it wanted to cap property taxes, because property taxes in a lot of municipalities in the city had grown a crazy amount of numbers. If they want to cap us at 2%, then I think they need to cap themselves at 2%.
Conservative Karen Bisso is a teacher and business owner.
What the state will tell you is that over the last 2 years, they've managed to balance their budget and keep it at zero. But what they neglect to state is that most of the reason why they were able to do that was because they took all of the excessive costs that they have and sent it on down to the local level. And I've contended all along that a 2% tax cap is really nothing more than a 2% tax increase guarantee.
Those who attended the forum asked questions on a number of topics, including term limits, state land purchases, and jobs.
Douglas Manassas from Chattagate. Both of you just touched on the fact that the taxes are too high. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea on how you're going to lower them?
The first thing that you could do is Medicaid relief. And then you take a look at waste, fraud, and corruption.
Yeah, she's right. There isn't any one silver bullet that's going to do it. It's going to take a lot of things, and it's working, making the state leaner and more efficient. At the same time, we do need to do something to bring more tax dollars in. We do need to foster and bring about development and job creation, along with making ourselves a leaner place to live.
There were differences between the candidates, which were made clear when Pat O'Connor of Chateauguay posed a question.
I have a social question. What's your position on gay marriage?
In all likelihood, I would have voted also in favor of the bill. I would never force the churches into marrying anyone they don't want to. However, the state offers certain protections and tax advantages and things like that to people who are married. It would be wrong to say, I'm only going to offer those protections to one group of people and not another group. I need to protect and make sure that the rules exist for everybody.
I believe that the definition of marriage is between a man and a woman. The inequities that many homosexual couples speak about could have been tackled through insurance companies, through hospitals, through the organizations that impact those choices, but didn't mean that we needed to change the definition of the word marriage, which I do believe is between a man and a woman.
During a discussion of state land purchases, the conversation veered to the power of the Adirondack Park Agency and the size of state government.
Those are elitist people who are saying, it's good for me and not the rest of you.
The state is the problem.
Yeah. In a lot of ways it is. That's why I decided to run.
You're right.
The state is the problem.
It's a problem.
So you guys want to go down to Albany and be involved in the state.
Yep.
So there's a paradox there. How do you reconcile that?
It's easy. For every piece of legislation that the state passes, at least one or two should be removed. I want to go down there to decrease the size of government.
I believe that government is necessary to protect rights and to ensure that for the rest of our life we have them. Government needs to be concerned about welfare of the people. And there are things that government has its hands in that have nothing to do with the welfare of the people. And those kind of things government needs to get out of.
The new 115th Assembly District includes Clinton and Franklin counties and four towns in St. Lawrence County. Republican incumbent Janet Dupree was unable to attend the town hall debate. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.